And it is time for this week's round of Adopt a Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who is looking for their forever home. In this case, three cats who are here in the studio. We'd like to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Cat Tails Cat Cafe, and the folks who are joining us today. Independent Animal Rescue, animalrescue.net is their website. Maria is here in the studio with us today, who is a foster mom to not one, not two, but three amazing kittens who have joined us in the studio as well. Maria, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So tell us about these three amazing kittens.
So we have Cap, Fez, and Fedora here. They are almost 13 weeks old, and they are like one of the cuddliest litters I have ever had.
They are super cool.
We wanted to bring them in because two of them, Cap and Fez, are both black, and black cats get such a bad rap as being like kind of like the unfriendly, hissy stereotype of Halloween.
But right.
I wanted to bring them in because they are just the absolute sweetest. Cap like sits on my chest every morning and just purrs to wake me up, and they're just so cuddly. And I just want to say, like, what sweet cats black cats are. I grew up with a black cat who was wonderful, and you know, they don't really don't deserve the stigmatism, and they deserve good homes,
and especially around Halloween. Like, adopt a black cat, it's the season,
please,
right?
Yeah. Yes, to go with your costume and, you know, to be your companion for the next 12 years.
Yeah, I've got a black cat too. I've got two cats, one like black and white and the other one just all black, Sticks, who is just the cutest cat. So yeah,
they are the
she's
best.
Adorable.
And Fedora is a brown tabby, and he is available for adoption. Cap and Fez have an adoption pending, so they are not available, but we have several other black cats available at the rescue who would love homes, and you can find us at IAR_Durham, I believe, on Instagram, and
okay.
They repost a lot of stories of them. There will be some stories from the radio show here today, and we have adoption events at PetSmart and Petco's, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and you should be able to find them there on the weekends.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Maria again, who is foster mom for Fez and Fedora and Cap, who are all amazing kittens who have been crawling around the studio and exploring for the last couple of minutes. So for folks who are maybe interested in fostering, what's the procedure for that?
Yeah, well, you can go on the IAR website, and if you just search Independent Animal Rescue Durham, you should be able to find them, and there's a foster application.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a training that's either virtual, I think, and it could be in person. It depends on how comfortable you are. And then they do a virtual home inspection. And as long as your home looks cat safe, you know, you have to make sure you don't have any poisonous plants or anything around or any like open doors.
Right.
Then, yeah, they just put you in contact, and there will be like calls that go out if they need a foster, and you can just respond to the email and volunteer.
All right. Sounds good. And then for folks who are maybe interested in adopting, just head to the website and check out all the information there.
Head to the website. All the cats have a ton of different photos. You can click through them. You can send in an application. It'll go through the coordinators, and then they'll forward the acceptable applications to the fosters, and the fosters will get a hold of you.
What's your favorite thing about Fedora, since he's the one that hasn't been adopted yet?
Oh, my gosh. well, he goes nuts for food, which is adorable.
Right.
So I think he's, like, I kind of want to train him to maybe do something. He's really food-motivated cats you can train to do tricks.
Yes.
And so I think he would be a great cat for that.
Okay.
And he's also just, like, the cuddliest purr animal. I'll be working,
aww,
and he'll, like, jump on my lap and just,
aww,
like, purr up a storm. And I'll be like, can they hear him on Zoom? Like, I don't know.
And if not, why not? Let me hold him closer, right?
Sometimes I do that, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Again, Fedora is available for adoption. We've also got Fez and Cap here in the studio. Adoption's pending for them, but a lot more cats and kittens available on the Animal Rescue, Independent Animal Rescue website, which is animalrescue.net. Get more information about that. Maria, anything else that folks should know about these kittens or just adoption in general?
Adopt lots of cats. It's actually great to adopt a cat as a pair because they really are social creatures. And if you think a cat might be a lot of work, a cat that doesn't have anyone to play with is going to be even more work, and they're a little more destructive. They have a harder time. It depends on the temperament of the cat. Some can be singles, but
yep,
if you adopt two, they're actually a lot easier to handle because they'll play with each other, they'll be each other's companion, they'll distract each other while you're at work. And a lot of people don't know that, so it's a great idea.
Fedora's grabbing onto the microphone. I think he wants to say something.
Yes.
Hey, again, animalrescue.net is the website for more information. We're also going to have more about these three amazing kittens and how you can bring them home on our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the Bark Report section of the town square, and we'll also have information and pictures up on our social media pages, too, at WCHL Chapel Hero, at WCHL Chapel Borough. There we go. Thanks again to Independent Animal Rescue for bringing in Fez and Fedora and Cap today. Maria, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.